From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, September 5th. A phone scam targeting businesses in the town of Paradise is leaving owners stuck with fraudulent credit card charges. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports.
The scammer makes over-the-phone purchases and picks up the merchandise before the vendor realizes the card is stolen or invalid. Lieutenant Cameron Kovacs is with the Paradise Police Department. He says there are several reasons why a business might not immediately catch the fraud. His advice? Confirm and record the identity of the person picking up the goods. Ask for a government-issued photo ID and make sure it matches the name on the order. He also recommends taking extra precautions with unusual, high-value orders or rushed orders. The department has opened an investigation. While credit card frauds can be hard to solve, Kovacs says investigators can often peel back the layers to identify the fraudster. So far, it seems a single person is responsible. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
In other news, the California Legislative Latino Caucus, which once championed independent redistricting, is now backing the state's controversial mid-decade redrawing of political maps. Voters will decide in November whether to approve the new maps, which favor Democrats. Caucus Chair and Democratic Senator Lena Gonzalez says this is necessary to counter Republican-led redistricting in states like Texas. She argues the GOP plan is weakening the voting power of Black and Brown communities across the country.
This is not just a California grab at five seats. This is much more about restoring democracy for all of us.
Gonzalez calls California's proposed maps legally sound, saying that they respect the Voting Rights Act. They could flip five California seats to Democrats, nullifying the five seats the Texas maps could flip. The November ballot measure asks voters whether to keep the state's independent redistricting process or allow lawmakers to change the map. A yes vote for Prop 50 would allow the new maps to be used until 2030. And the city of Chico will hold a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new Bikeway 99 bridge that crosses over 20th Street near the Chico Marketplace Mall. The event will be held on September 24th. The bridge completes the final phase of the Bikeway 99 corridor project. 20th Street is heavily trafficked, and there are few places for safe crossing. The ceremony will include a bike ride or walk over the bridge for those who wish to participate. Also, a fourth state has joined California, Oregon, and Washington's new partnership to provide vaccine recommendations. Governor Gavin Newsom says Hawaii is joining the West Coast Health Alliance. The collaboration was announced Wednesday by Newsom and Governors Tina Kotek and Bob Ferguson. Officials say the alliance is a regional response to changes the Trump administration is making to the CDC. They say the alliance will ensure public health policies are guided by scientists, clinicians, and other public health leaders. It will also allow the states to coordinate health guidelines and align immunization recommendations. Additionally, Governor Gavin Newsom has been everywhere this year, fighting back against redistricting efforts in Texas, renouncing President Trump's deployment of the National Guard in California, and launching a new podcast. Yet, Californians have no official record of Newsom's whereabouts in 2025. CalMatters' Alexi Kossoff explains.
Governor Newsom has not released any of his 2025 calendars, even though he's required to release them promptly under California law. That's because the governor's calendars are considered a public record. CalMatters has requested them each month, but Newsom's office has not explained the delay, and they have ignored questions about when they expect to release the records, even though providing an estimated delivery date is also required by law. Though these calendars list only official events, which even then are sometimes redacted, they still offer the public the most information about who Newsom is speaking to and how he prioritizes his time.
That was CalMatters' Alexi Kossoff. And finally, a portion of Upper Park Road in Chico will be closed beginning Monday. The closure will extend from the Horseshoe Lake parking area to parking lot P just below the Devil's Kitchen swimming hole. The temporary shutdown will allow crews to prepare the road for work on the Iron Canyon Fish Passage project on Big Chico Creek. The four-year project will rehabilitate nearly 9 miles of Critical Creek habitat to promote the survival of endangered spring-run Chinook salmon and steelhead. It's a collaboration between Caltrout, the Mechoopda Tribe, the City of Chico, and the Chico State Ecological Reserve. The city hasn't indicated when the work will be completed. And those were your headlines for Friday, September 5th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.